I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you like constantly twisting and turning?
Ooh, that's a bit personal.
Non-stop ups and downs.
Seriously, stop touching me now.
Getting all dizzy with no idea where you'll end up.
I knew you put something in my drink.
Then you need the Norwich City Roller Coaster. An unbelievably long and exhausting ride which has been ridden more times than Kyle Lafferty. The Norwich City Ride Roller Coaster is the only attraction where we will put you on an unbelievably painful journey that no one deserves to go on. We go up!
Hooray, we scored!
We go down!
Hooray, we scored!
An own goal!
We go up and down!
Hooray, we scored!
A consolation goal!
We turn so much you'll have no option but to vomit a kidney! Don't believe me? Then listen to this guy.
Hello there, I'm Wesley Houlihan, the Norwich City Roller Coaster. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm too small to ride it anyway.
And this guy?
This is Wes again. You've already asked me. I just...
Don't believe us? Then look at the Ipswich Town Roller Coaster.
I've been sat on this fucking thing for 12 fucking years and we ain't even moved.
The Norwich City Roller Coaster. So painful, it will make that leg-breaking Alton Towers ride feel like a feather duster on your legs.
The Norwich City Roller Coaster is not real, actual, factual, or endorsed by Wes Houlihan. At least I don't think it is.
No, it's fucking not!
Hello and welcome to the 27th Every Little Yellow Bird podcast. Hello, my name is John and with me is Dan.
Brigham.
Hi, Dan. So this podcast involves naughty Norwich chat with the occasional swear bomb. If you don't like swear bombs, like poop and willy, please, Dan, say your favourite swear word now.
I don't know. I can give you my favourite word.
Favourite swear word?
Word.
What swear word?
Okay. Shitting oblong.
Shitting oblong.
Oblong.
So if you're scared of those, please turn the podcast off now, burn your listening device and drop acid into your ears. Thank you. So what we're going to do this week is talk about certain things like Norwich City, Sunderland City,
Crystal City Palace.
Crystal City Palace. Palace
Relegation City.
City. Yeah, all the cities because we have home, no away.
No, we're not.
Which is important. Mm. We have lots of things like Dan versus John where I asked you some questions and you kind of answer them in a way that University Challenge would be embarrassed to do. And then we do some tweets where you guys try to be clever, witty, or
just tweety, really.
Tweety. Yeah. And finally, the people of Patreon, we're doing a competition prize on a video, and we're going to show you the video later on. And then you go, oh my God, I've won a prize.
That's for our lovely Patreon donators, isn't
it? Patreon people. So, lots of stuff to get through. Do you think we should get on with it?
We didn't do it last week because you were in New York.
New York, yeah.
How was New York, John?
It was tall. It was. Them buildings are tall, aren't they?
They are, aren't they?
That's some tall buildings.
Bigger than Castle in Norwich?
I don't know. I need the castle there and the building there to kind of compare, but I don't think so. It couldn't have been.
Did you have fun?
I had lots of fun, thank you.
Good. Did you watch the Palace game?
Yeah, I went. It was on before I went.
Oh, right. You didn't watch out there then?
No.
No, I've just gone down a boring tunnel then, really.
A boring to tunnel?
I don't know what happened there.
What's that?
I don't know.
A boring to tunnel?
To tunnel.
What are you talking about?
I was wondering if you'd watched Norwich game in New York City, which would have been interesting, but I'd forgotten.
A boring tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, you went... Oh, okay. No, it won't be a tunnel, would it? Because there's always a way out, and there was no way out of that.
Okay.
Guess what? Home and away.
Norwich City Games, a carol. somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
Oblong's a great word, though.
Yeah, it's a fantastic word. Refreshing.
When does oblong become rectangle, though? Because when you're a kid, you say oblong, and then it becomes rectangle, and you become more serious and grown up.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. Not soon enough, that's what I say. No. Refreshing is my favourite word.
Refreshing?
Yes. Yeah, isn't it lovely to say?
It's nice, actually.
Refreshing.
It's kind of, what's the word? Onomatopoeic? Refreshing. When it does what it sort of, it sounds like it's meant to be. If you see what
talking
I mean.
of Norwich City football that people are waiting for us to talk about.
Yeah.
We are currently watching live on Sky Sports 1 HD. The Newcastle
Man City game.
And some man with the ball has just kicked it to another person. He's chested it and kicked
it. It's very end to end at the moment. It's a good game, actually.
Good. So we're going to have that going as we do the podcast.
Do you want Man City to win, or are you kind of want, like, sort of similar to some people who are saying it's not up to Newcastle to do us any favours?
Which is utter crappy bollocks, because we want Newcastle to fall over, like.
Yeah.
We want some red cards, don't we?
We do. We want some red cards and Kane. Man City to rack up a really big score.
That's a foul.
For the goal difference.
Yeah, he's given it.
It is a foul. Anyway. So, we'll be keeping an eye on that, and hopefully we'll be doing lots of cheers when Man City score lots of goals.
What if we don't do any cheers?
Then it means Norwich are probably relegated.
Oh, man, not again.
Talking of relegation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we didn't talk about the Palace game. Do we want to talk about that or not?
Well, I suppose we could, couldn't we? But that would be away, and we haven't got... go on then, just do it.
Palace game.
It's rubbish.
It's a Newcastle game. Sunderland game.
Sunderland game.
Yeah. So the Crystal Palace defeat made Sunderland Saturday even more important, didn't it?
Yes.
Which went well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. What was your favourite part of Norwich Sunderland game?
Are we still talking about Crystal Palace now?
No, okay. Norwich Sunderland.
My favourite part was... That's a goal! That'll do, 1-0. Yes.
Aguero has done a goal and he's kissing his gloves and going...
He's hugging. He's 1-0.
Hugging nine grown men he's hugging now. Joe Hart feeling left out.
Oh, fuck. We're watching the porn channel again. What are we doing?
He's offside as well.
Yes!
Even better.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting excited. I should calm down. Right. So...
Yeah, my neighbours are coming round to wonder what's going on.
My neighbours, you live in a tent in the middle of Fritton Forest.
What was your favourite part about Norwich losing 3-0 at home to Sunderland, John?
The first 10 minutes?
Yeah.
The was bit, right.
Scrap, it was when we got in a scrap with Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, when Cameron Drone went and tried a headbutt. Yeah. Fat Sam. His face is so big, it's a surprise that he missed.
And as I told you earlier, I haven't seen any replays of anything. I was only at the game, and I haven't seen any replays of anything. Was Cameron Jerome actually trying to get to Allardyce, or was Allardyce just shove him out of the way for
Neither.
No reason?
Okay. Allardyce was like watching as Cameron Jerome ran from one. What's they called?
Dugout?
No,
box.
The area. What's it called? Managerial area.
Cam Jam's big box.
But Cam Jam's big box. He left his box, went into Sam's big box.
Right.
And then Sam went... and then pushed him away.
Okay.
So the first touch was Sam's.
Oh, right. First touch is the deepest, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the first 10 minutes. And then I thought we played quite well to start with. I thought we sort of probed them a little bit and we looked...
Yeah, we were
passing
on top.
It around
first,
a bit.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes we were definitely on top, weren't we?
Olsen had that volley that nearly went into the top corner.
Yeah.
Brady had that great little cross.
Yep, that happened.
Good run. And then Wisdom happened, didn't he?
Wisdom decided to go over the top of the ball and put his studs into the ankle of Barini, who jumped in the air and went, ow!
I have to admit, because I was in the River End.
Were you?
And I was quite behind. I thought it looked very innocuous.
Yep.
But then I saw the replay at halftime and... it was stupid. The thing is, Barini's lost the ball. So Wisdom has kindly helped him out there, hasn't he? By kicking him really hard in the leg.
What was the atmosphere? What was the kind of the reaction around you when the referee gave it? Was it like, what?
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. It was kind of like the play had moved on now and what the referee's doing what kind of thing. Yeah.
So what was the reaction when you saw the replay with everyone?
Well, I was on my own. But the sort of people went... Oh, fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Although he's going for the ball, isn't he? Going for the ball.
Well, some people say he got a touch on the ball, but I've watched it a few times. I can't see a touch on the ball.
Right. Irrelevant anyway.
It's like the slightest of dinkiest touches.
Whether or not he got a touch is irrelevant.
He put his whole like sole of his foot into the shin and foot area of Barini. Who it looked bloody painful, I will say.
It could have been really dangerous.
Well, someone said it was a red card, which wasn't a red card. It was a yellow card, which you got a yellow card for, so everyone's happy.
But it's the story of the season, though, isn't it? Without Tim Closer, our back four has just made self-inflicted errors.
Tim Closer?
Yeah.
With him not in the side, obviously, because he's injured, do you think more confident or less confident
now?
That's
a really good question, John. That's a really good question. Tim Closer in the side or out of the side better?
To be honest,
I mean, that's sitting on the fence with that one.
You have to.
Yeah, couldn't possibly answer that one. Because obviously we're equally as good without him, equally good with him.
But that's not true.
No, we're shit without him, aren't we? We aren't very good at it. The other thing was John Ruddy looked affected by not having Closer. He's been quite good since he's come back, I think. Ruddy's looked commanding, etc. But he looked jittery at Palace second half, and he looked jittery on Saturday. He was a bit hesitant coming out. He didn't know whether to come or go.
I was thinking, did he have a chance at any of the goals? And he didn't, really. The slide in, he was away. No, he didn't have a chance.
No.
It was fair enough. Yeah. I think I read the stat that...
Make the John next one rhyme?
Gin Riddy had no shots to save.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So they scored all their shots on target?
They had three shots on target, which is three goals, which means 3 points, which means three... Sad people.
I mean, that's the thing, because Sam Allardyce beforehand said he was setting up to come for the draw. They just wanted the draw.
And was he?
Yeah,
we didn't believe what he says.
No, it's true. They set up to go for the draw. They had three holding midfielders, and they had Defoe and Breeny relatively isolated. And it was fine. We played quite well generally in play, but it was two major fuck-ups, self-inflicted blows. Apologies for the swearing, anyone who's offended. So that's cost us the game.
Sam Allardyce. The fucking desk.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say.
I don't think Allardyce hasn't done anything clever there.
No. But the thing is, though, he knew that we were going to try and push on early, and he was just waiting just to ping the ball over the top for Defoe to run onto.
But that didn't really work, though.
But the second half, it started to, because he started to bully Bessong and Bennett, who had a dreadful, both of them had such an awful game.
But that's when they pushed us back, though. And we couldn't push up then because Bessong and Bennett were properly, they were all over the place. And then Bennett kept whacking it up to McCarney, which is what he did against Palace as well. Just got the ball, looked up, saw his Bezzy mate up there and just started hoofing it to try and impress him.
I don't think that's his Bezzy mate.
And it was just, we've missed Closer at the back and in terms of defending, and we miss his distribution
That is the keyest thing that I think that we missed from him. The keyest thing, is that a word? Keyest?
Sure, yeah.
I don't care.
Go for it.
I think that's the most important thing that we missed from him is his ability to put the ball onto people's chests and feet. Yeah. And we haven't got that.
Bennett can put it onto people's chests and feet, but they're usually sitting in row Z something, aren't they?
Z...
S A to Z, really. Any of the rows, he'll find
some hilarious
you.
Other letters.
W's a good one.
It's the best one, I think. They always say row Z, but does every ground have a row Z?
No.
Then.
Most grounds won't.
So we should say it's probably... Actually, if you may think most balls don't ever go up to the very, very top. I very rarely see it. It normally goes into around the middle.
You went very Norfolk then.
Did I?
Yeah.
So it should go, it's like row... Oh, he's put it into row F.
Yeah. No, F's quite... Low down.
Yeah, it's roughly about F sometimes.
I'd go S.
No, that's too far.
Row S. No, S or T's, I'd say.
Let's put it into row O.
Yeah, that's about row halfway o. up. Yeah, row J.
Row J, that sounds quite cool. Yo, I'm row J.
Now, the talking point, everyone...
Oh, sorry.
Just interrupting your flojo
talking
there.
Talking point, which I was pointing.
Talking point. There's not even any point in talking about this because everyone seems to be...
There's no point in talking about the talking point. Well, how good is that? There's no point in talking about the talking point.
Yes, that's why I said it, John.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
That's an accent, you know it was.
That's why I said it.
Why are you winking at me right now, then? I said winking.
Ironic. No. Is Jarvis and Naismith being shit? But everyone seems to be, for the first time this season, every Norwich fan seems to be in agreement that both those players have been dreadful for the last two games.
But...
Go for it.
This is the interesting thing.
Make it interesting now.
First impressions count. And both of them had a very good debut.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
You thought, oh, they're good. Yeah. So that buy them a little more time.
Yes, yeah. And now, a good performance should, really.
And I mean, we bought Naismith to score goals and to create goals.
Yeah.
He hasn't done enough.
Well, he hasn't.
He scored one goal.
No.
And created...
He got a penalty and one goal. Set someone up against Liverpool as well, didn't he? I think.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it was when he scored in Liverpool. Yeah.
But I've said this, I'm a big fan of Redmond and...
what's his name?
Wes. And
you're a big fan of Wes.
Sorry, my train of thought was lost there because you were asking me to enter my
password. Oh, I forgot.
And I just felt like they should have started. Like, if you're going to be brave, oh dear, that's a dreadful shot by De Bruyne. Oh, could have been 2-0 there.
Should have been.
If you're going to, you need to be brave in games like this, and you need players who want the ball, and
you need to be sexy as well.
And Redmond and Wes are brave. Sexy, brave, and want the ball. They're essentially like Dan Gosling? No, he's a Newcastle player. Ryan Gosling with the football.
So what you're saying is Dan Gosling is the missing... There is one thing about... I was watching on the Sunderland game. I was purposely looking for... Now, not, I don't want to pick out people. I don't think that's a healthy thing to do. But Matt Jarvis is shit, isn't he? No, but I was watching him, and he didn't take a single person on, didn't put a single cross in, and that is his kind of key of why he's there.
Well, he's a winger.
Exactly. Yeah. He's there to create goals and help the fullback.
Mm.
He kind of helped Wisdom some bits, because there wasn't much happening on the left-hand side. Mm. But when... Nathan Redmond came on the first half. The first thing he did was take two players on and put a cross that caused mayhem and they cleared it out for a corner. Literally the first thing he did. So he did more in 9 seconds of being on the pitch than Matt Jarvis has done the last three games.
It was almost like Redmond being watching Jarvis and thinking, well, why aren't you just trying to beat the man and get a cross in? Because against Newcastle, Jarvis was awful, had so much space to exploit. And didn't take advantage against Palace. He didn't take advantage of a lot of space as well.
True.
And he did the same against Sunderland. I mean, a lot of people... I mean, I was amazed when he didn't... Well, I wasn't amazed because I didn't expect Neil to make substitutions at half-time.
Maybe but
when
I'm
he,
amazed.
When he did make a substitution and it was Robbie Brady, rather than Jarvis that went off, I was pretty surprised. I mean, Brady has been...
Pretty
off
surprised.
Well, Brady didn't have a great first half and has been off the boil for the last few games as well.
A tepid Brady is worth more...
Yeah, no, but yes... but at least Redmond came on. But the point is, Jarvis was... I mean, I don't know what Jarvis is doing exactly for... he tracks back. He's good at tracking back, which Redmond doesn't necessarily do. So, but that's a safety-first approach,
isn't
it? Well, my phone's
shit today, isn't it?
It is a bit shit today. That was a very safety-first approach to have Naismith and Jarvis start instead of Wes and Redmond, I think. And with Naismith and Mbakani up front... Norwich lump the ball forward too often.
I am listening.
Whereas if Wes starts, they're more inclined to sort of try and pass it through the middle and keep it on the ground. And against Palace and against Sunderland, that works much better because both those teams' centre-backs gobble up any sort of aerial duels. So I just think...
Oh, that was beautiful. Gobbled up any aerial duels.
Do you like your aerial duels gobbled up?
Gobbling.
But the thing is, I don't think that's necessarily Neil's fault. Because after...
Alex.
Yeah, after... what other Neil is there?
Adams.
Okay. Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. From Frasier? And that's Niall, isn't it?
Neil from The Young Ones? Go
yeah. After the Palace game, he did say the players try to play it long to Mbakani too often, and that's the danger of him being on the pitch. So it's not, I don't think Neil's told them to keep lumping it forward to, it's just that they've sort of panicked and do lump it forward to them, which suggests there's
do lump
you know, there's a lot of players that were there last time we were relegated, and it does suggest their decision making when under pressure maybe isn't quite good enough to survive in this league.
Two questions. One, and there's a follow-up to the first question. Are we going down?
Double barrel.
The second question, if we do go down, do you think we need a hell of a clear out?
Should we save this for away, because we haven't got an away to talk about?
I'll forget.
No, I'll write it down.
Go on then, write it down.
Yeah.
John.
John asks.
You actually wrote John asks.
John asks Dan.
Yeah, that's it. That's
will we go down?
And
and plus clear out. So folks, you got that to look forward to in about 20 minutes time.
Not only is a good reminder, it's also a to-do list tomorrow.
John asked Don for a clear out.
Yeah, beautiful.
Excellent.
So what should we do next? Sadly, we don't have a guest this week. We had a guest, but she had to pull out, unfortunately. Well, we won't say who it is because it'll be embarrassing.
But hopefully it'll be next week.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the week after that, we've got another good guest as well, hopefully. Yeah, unless exciting. They pull out. So that's very exciting.
People do pull out of this thing quite often. Yeah. We always try, but people don't. So we're going to go straight into...
What are we doing now?
We either do Tweets or Dan versus John. What do I do? Get Dan versus John over that way?
Let's do Dan versus John. Eh?
Okay, then. Let me press the button that says Dan versus John on this thing because then it'll play the dingle that I wrote. Bye. Who cares? I care very much because this is Dan versus John. When someone asks them a question.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do today.
Yeah, you've got a bit of paper this time. You've written I've got a bit of paper.
I'm going to give you an anagram
of.
Don't you can't write it down.
Why?
Because that's like Countdown.
They're allowed to on quizzes.
Yeah, but they're.
Countdown, they write it down.
I know, but I don't like Countdown.
I'm going to write it down.
So, then you have to work out who the player is.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you two examples.
Is it one player or more?
One player. I'm going to give you two examples.
Yeah.
Runny Bang.
Runny Bang?
Yeah, it's an old player.
Runny Bang. Runny?
Runny Bang.
Barry...
it's funny that I thought he would.
Brian Gunn.
Yeah, because you're going Runny Bang. Because I'm making you say really weird words.
Okay, yeah.
And actually, I'm going to go straight into it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, teletext.
Yeah.
Yeah, as in YA.
Oh.
Yeah, teletext.
Yeah.
Oh, that should have been 1-1.
It's not, though. It's 1-0
yeah,
still.
Yeah, teletext.
Yeah, teletext. Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Which people are getting angry.
Alex Tetty.
Correct. Yeah. Right. Nanny better.
Oh, so there's more than one.
Is your nanny better?
Nanny spelt conventionally.
Okay, that man just or watched like us. That man just looked through your window and watched us.
Maybe he's trying to see the score.
That's true.
Nanny, not as in the former Man United player, but...
Is your nanny better?
Is your nanny
better? No, just nanny better.
Nanny better?
Nanny better.
Nanny better? Is this all current or can they be former?
Yeah. Nanny better.
Nanny better. All current players.
You've got 5 seconds. Five.
No, hold on. You've not thrown that. Why are you throwing that in suddenly?
Is your nanny better?
three ends. Nanny better. Oh. Two T's and a Y. This should be really obvious.
It is obvious.
What?
Five. Four. Three.
Johnny Howson. No, it can't be.
Two.
One.
Boom! Ryan Bennett.
Ah, Ryan.
Is your nanny better?
Is it?
Yep.
Yep.
Ready?
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
A lean whoosh.
A?
Lean.
Lean.
Whoosh.
How do you spell whoosh, John?
W-H.
Sorry?
W-H-O-O-S-H. Whoosh.
Whoosh.
A lean whoosh.
And they're all current players. Are they all current players?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
A lean whoosh.
When you keep saying it, it makes me laugh. Nanny better. Yeah, she's had a lean whoosh. Yeah, teletext.
It's not Wes Houlihan, that.
Yeah.
It is Wes Houlihan. Right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Next one. Akimbo mice ruined.
Akimbo, as in Legza.
Yeah.
So AK rather.
Yeah.
IMBO.
Akimbo mice ruined. Filthy mice.
Mice ruined. Akimbo mice ruined.
I like the fact that someone's going to come to this part of the podcast and you just hear, nanny better, a lean whoosh akimbo mice ruined. Like, what's happened? Oh, shit, it's coming in. It's going to be 1-1.
1-1. Oh, 1-1. Oh, shit.
Piss.
Well, that's annoying, isn't it?
It's made this quiz really sad now.
Yeah.
Akimbo mice ruined.
With a C. Akimbo mice.
Can we close your curtains? Because another man just looked at us. We've got fucking earphones and mic on. Okay.
Oh,
geez. Oh.
That's annoying, isn't it?
How the fuck did he score that?
It's a good finish.
Yeah, but shit defending.
Yeah. Shit it.
Shit it.
Shit on it. So akimbo mice ruined.
Ruined.
De Mercy and Bacani.
Correct.
Hey. Ready? How many of these to do?
Quite a lot.
Oh.
Matrons?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Loins.
Oh. Matrons.
Loins.
Loins, you say. With an apostrophe, matrons?
Matrons. There isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Matrons, loins.
Loins.
You have to speed up this because it will take ages. You're having far too much fun. I can see your little face. You're loving this.
Matrons, loins. Loins. So N-N, double N.
Matrons, loins. Loiny matron. Mm-hmm. Five.
Russell Martin.
Four. Three.
Not Russell Martin?
Two. One. Boom!
Olsen. Martin Olsen. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Go on then. Ready?
Yep.
Alien Orgy.
Alien Orgy. Good 90s Ten. Band, that name, isn't it? Orgy with Nine. A Y or IE you're going with here?
I'm going with a Y.
Alien Orgy.
Eight.
Gary O'Neill.
Correct. Okay. I've got 15 more. I haven't really. Fat
look
prick.
At Fat Geordie. Oh, man.
I wasn't talking about fat. Is this ready?
Fat prick.
Fat prick. Mad bro.
Fat prick. Mad bro.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Fat prick. Mad bro. I've actually got like a little story going through this.
Have you though?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Another K.
Got two more after this. Fat prick. Mad bro.
Patrick Bamford.
Yeah. Ready? This yeah. next one. Shaven tits. Mine.
Shaven or shaved?
Shaven tits.
Tits.
Mine.
As in blue tits?
As in booby tits.
Booby tits. Mine.
Mine.
You've got to. Oh, right, so it's a V. Who's got a V in it?
Shaven tits? Mine.
Mine? Shaven tits. How long did it take you to do this?
You don't want to know.
No, go on. How long did it take you?
Not that long.
No?
Shaven tits? Mine.
Hold on. V. It's got to be obvious. Stephen Whittaker?
No.
I
like Runny Bang. You ever had a runny bang?
Yes, I have. Runny bang. Shaven tits, mine.
Yeah. Shaven tits. On mine, shaven tits. Five, four, three, two, one. Boom! Stephen Naismith.
Oh, no.
Last one.
He looks like the kind of fellow who might shave his tits as well, doesn't he?
Yep. These are all quite fat prick, mad bro.
Mm.
That says everything about Patrick Bamford you need to know.
Oh, that's a bit mean. He's what? Not fat, is he?
No, I'm not talking about him. It's what he says. Fat prick, mad bro.
Go on. Get last the ball one. In the cement mixer.
Well, here we go. There's a chance. That's probably the worst cross I've ever seen. And
that
I've
was s- so...
That's the worst cross I've ever seen. So and I've Jarvis. Seen Matt Jarvis play. Ready?
Yeah.
Whatever, kittens.
Stephen Whittaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I win?
You won. Well done.
Yay. Well done. That probably fun. Took you far too long, didn't it?
No.
No?
There's websites that do things.
Yes, there are. Is that why you Googled shaven tits mine?
Yes.
Yeah. Or alien orgy?
I liked lean whoosh. Nanny better.
And in fact, if people could, for us, Google alien orgy and shaven tits mine and let us know how it goes.
You don't, seriously.
Please tweet us at the Yellow Bird.
And there we go. That was the thing. Well done, Dan.
Woohoo!
So let's do the tweets.
We won that. So this time we asked. What did we ask, John? What did we ask?
Book, movie, fucking film.
Yeah.
Book.
And we will pick one of these top 10, as we will do from now on, as the title of our podcast. But you already know this because you'll see the title of our podcast. We've yet to decide.
Oh, that's all right. People go, oh, one. They'll try and join in.
Yeah. So.
And I go, whereabouts did I come? I must have come at least in the top three. No, you didn't. You were shit. Go.
Number 10.
Da-da-da.
It's very factual. Barry Mullen at Fishing Baz. Not quite sure how he's crept in here, actually.
I'm not going to lie. I blocked him from Twitter because he used to hound me with abuse.
Did he? All right.
He's the only person I've blocked on Twitter. Carry on.
That's not true. You were telling me loads of people earlier you've blocked. Oh, that's muted. What was that? Did you just tell me to shut up?
No.
Yeah, keep quiet. Why are you chopping your neck open?
You're funny. Because I've got two hands. One's touching
number 10,
my penis.
Barry Mullen at Fishing Baz.
Yep.
Gone for Cream's We're Going Wrong. Not
and
funny.
That got in.
It's factual.
How many did we get?
Good week.
How many did we get? Nine?
About 28, something like that.
And that got in.
Number nine.
I'm glad I fucking blocked him.
Seb Ward, at Seb _ Ward, who writes for the website, the Little Yellow Bird Project at Koi.uk.
Yeah.
Allardyce in Sunderland. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, nice. Why Alice?
Allardyce.
Oh, nice. That
yeah.
said.
Yeah, Allardyce.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You were just tweeting or texting,
weren't
you?
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't. I wasn't, though.
I'm not talking to you anymore. That's why she bullied me.
Were you
now.
Muting someone again on Twitter?
Yes, I was.
Number eight, Phil Withall at Phil _ Withall. Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. Much anticipated, high expectation of brilliance, but disappointing, frustrating, and underwhelming.
Someone's done that before.
Have they? Well, probably along the same lines.
Probably saying that in every week.
Although I also wouldn't well argue done, there wasn't a high expectation of brilliance about The Phantom Menace.
Well, there was.
Was there?
Yeah.
Number seven, John fucking Punt. Let the basson go. Snoop Dogg.
Really good time to mention the fantastic social club that
yes.
the Little Yellow Bird part
Team.
Took part of.
Yeah, it was
quiz
the
night.
Norwich City Fan Social Club, which put on a quiz last Wednesday at Carrow Road. Darren Eady asking the questions. 30 teams. Do you know where the yellow... Because you were in New York, so you can
oh,
make
yes.
it.
Although I wasn't there, I still text you all the answers and things, so...
No, all phones were turned off, John.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. We came second.
Wow. So where did John fucking Punt's team come?
Wasn't even in the running,
what?
To be honest. Yeah.
Seriously?
Him and Andrew Lorne weren't even in the running.
But I thought they were in charge of that, keeping that slow on-the-ball city thing down and getting on the front page of every newspaper.
Yeah, maybe that's... They've been turned by the publicity and the stardom that's come their way.
Unbelievable.
And they just didn't put the general knowledge research in.
It does that to people.
Yeah, it does do that for me. It happened to us for a while, but we're grounded now,
aren't
we?
Yeah, we're back to
square
one.
We're firmly grounded. We came second by just 1 point.
Who got the question wrong?
Well, we
don't
got more
say it was
than
a football sort of question. Please don't say it was a football.
No,
question.
It wasn't. So we we and Richard or Twitchit on Twitter, as many of you know, was on the team, and he knows everything.
Wow!
I mean, literally,
what, even about
what
you know the thing.
Yeah, no, he knows more than he should possibly know about that.
Oh man!
Oh, he's offside, is he?
That was a question I was going to ask you.
Oh, go on. Ooh, okay.
So how many people...
And Clobbo as well on Twitter, Martin.
Cool. Yeah.
If you know him, he
Martin
was on the team as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many people must have come up to you and went, oh my God, you Dan from Little Bird Project? Oh, wow.
Yeah, loads did. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, loads.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, loads.
Any autographs?
My hand was hurting by the end of it.
Did you charge this
Didn't
time?
Have any autographs.
Did you charge for autographs?
No, not this time, no.
No? Well.
Not in front of people.
Yeah, it's not worth it, is it?
I don't want to do that. No, no one recognised me from the Little Yellow Bird. Although I did feel that we got a lot of applause when they read out the scores at the end of each round.
That's just in your head, though, isn't it?
I think it was in my head, yeah. I'm always getting applause in my head.
I know you are.
Right, should we move on?
Yep.
Number seven.
Is that
all? No, but thank you very much for putting on the quiz, the social club, because it was
Can you do another quiz so
fun.
I can play this time?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in the country. And I
you flew out of the country just to avoid it this
I
time.
I did, yeah. Mm. Well, you know the fans... You know what it's like, big social events. People, oh my God, what's happened?
Offside. Oh, right, John Punt, yeah, Let the Basson Go, which is quite good. Let the Bass Go by Snoop Dogg.
So we didn't go for Let It Go from Frozen. What was that noise?
That was...
God.
Someone outside. Number six, Nowleb at Nowleb.
Pretty fucking fishing Baz out there.
The man who repeatedly fell to earth.
Nice.
Stephen Naismith, obviously.
Because,
my God, he was so embarrassing the amount of times he went. I was genuinely willing him to be booked for diving at one point just so he'd stand on his fucking feet and try and play the ball.
Yeah, but he's like you. He's little, so his feet are
He's really, not little.
He is.
He's much bigger than me.
What's... But he... Okay.
Yep.
But people... You said Wes Hulan's smaller than you.
He's a... Yeah, he is, yeah.
How much smaller?
Well, not smaller, but he's shorter, yeah.
That's incredible.
Why? Michael Owen's smaller than me.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Messi is, obviously.
Fuck off.
Right, number five.
If anyone knows Messi and Michael Owen, we need to, like, a little... We make sure this...
Like you do at a theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little hand thing.
Number five, Fionn
Thomas. Man City are going to get beaten here.
Shut up, John. Number five, Fionn Thomas. Yeah. At,
can I do it?
Go on. Goes for Chumbawamba Nodge Thumping. Naismith gets knocked down.
And?
Doesn't get back up again.
Nice.
Yeah. Number four, Ben Jones at BJ877.
BJ.
Basong Turd. Songbird by Oasis, which I might have to call the podcast that, I think.
It's quite good.
But Song Turd, very mature Ben, very funny.
BJ.
Yeah. Number three, Tim Stevens at Tim Stevens 88.
Hiya, Tim.
Don't look back. Do you know him?
No. Well, I follow him.
Mm. Don't look back into the Sunderland Libertines. Don't look back into the sun.
Nice.
That's good. Good
do
work.
Just sing a bit of that for me.
No. Number two, Richard, who was on the Yellow Bird team and does write for the Yellow Bird. Goes,
so that's favouritism, basically, what you're saying.
He ate a lot of love hearts that day.
You know
we
why?
We had sweets on you our table. Well, he kept eating them because then he could say the messages on the love hearts in a saucy voice.
Did he do that?
He did do that, yeah. It was great. He had to be there, though, really.
Are they modern love hearts or like old cheap ones?
Yeah, bone me. Instead of ring me, it's rim me now as well. Quite disgusting. Number two, Richard at Twitchit.
Golden shower with a question mark.
Fat Sam's Grand Slam off out of Bugsy Malone.
Nice.
Mm. And what is that song out of Bugsy Malone, John?
Fat Sam's Grand Slam.
Yeah. My email address used to be Briggsy Malone at Hotmail.
Did it?
Yeah.
And you were single for how long?
Briggsy Malone. What an idiot. Number one. Stop looking at your phone.
I'm doing your thing as well.
What thing?
The emails.
You're not doing anything, are you? Just muting people again.
He's got to be sent off for that shit.
Number one, Ian Sturgis at Sturgis 54. Rhyme of the Arsehole Mariner. Iron Maiden, which is Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. And Mariner was the referee.
We can't call a bloody podcast that.
No, but I just say we do one out of the top 10. Doesn't have to be number one. Because then people know which has won it.
Well, that's why we... Okay.
So one of the top 10 will be the name of the podcast, right, as you already know.
Name them out really quickly.
I'll
say no.
So we're going wrong.
No.
Allardyce in Wonderland.
Maybe.
Sunderland. Star Wars: The Phantom Menace.
No.
Let the Song Go.
Maybe.
The Man Who Repeatedly Fell to Earth.
Maybe.
Chumbawamba Nodge Thumping. Naismith Gets Knocked Down.
No.
Basong Turd.
It's going to have to be.
Don't Look Back into the Sunderland.
Maybe.
Fat Sam's Grand Slam.
Yes.
Rhyme of the Arsehole Mariner.
Sorry, it's going to be a chitchy, I'm afraid.
Well, it might be.
Because it's short.
There's no point. This isn't really like...
This is not going to work, is it, this thing?
The anticipation of this doesn't really work because I already know the name of the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Right, should we move on?
I've just realised that.
Yeah, I've said this literally three or four times. If you weren't pissing around muting people on Twitter...
And now I get it because I'm not very good at that sort of thing, like going forward in time. I struggle to stay in the present.
Okay, so well done to Ian Sturgis. You are our winner for the week.
But you don't get the name of the podcast.
No.
Because it's too long. Mm. So if you want to win, have a short one.
Yeah.
You've got a short one, haven't you?
Like me, yeah.
On the next question thing we're going to do is to do away. I can't do the jingle because your fucking your thing's locked again.
Oh, password again.
Oh, fucking hell. Just tell me your password.
John's a twat.
There's that capital T. Do you want to press it?
What?
Just.
Oh, this is exciting. I've not done this before.
Go on then.
Which one do I press? Where do I press it?
That one there.
Where? Home and Away?
Yeah, just click on Home and Away. It says...
Number two?
Go. No, what are you doing?
There?
No, just on the actual main bit. That's it. Well done.
Norwich City Games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away.
For fucking get on with it.
So, we're going to get on with it.
So, I wrote this down.
Go on, then.
John asks Dan, will we get donuts? Clean ones.
I want some clean donuts. Yeah. I mean, last time you gave me your donuts, they were filthy.
They were, weren't they? They were very sandy.
You said it was chocolate dust. That was not chocolate dust.
You did say, like, one with a hole in it. And I brought you one full of cream instead.
This is probably the weirdest podcast we've ever done. That fucking advert thing at the beginning. What the fuck was that about?
I know, yeah.
Should we have another word at the very end to make sure people listen to all the way to the end?
Oblong.
No.
Oblong?
Were you just giving it away? Wait to the very end. But go on.
So we'll do a different word.
Are we going down? You've had, how long have you been waiting for and you've given me a huff?
You just can't answer it. It's a game by game thing now.
Yeah, but I gave you the, are we going to win the World Cricket World Cup with like four overs to go? Don't ask me that. Just now, are we going down?
Well,
yes or no?
No, yeah, that's like Kevin Keegan at the...
You said that last time.
Well,
are we
though,
going down? Yes or no?
I'd say there's...
Oh my God, just yes or no.
Oh no, because that's just boring, isn't it?
I am... Paxman, you're an MP. Right. Are we going down?
I don't know.
Are we going
Jeremy?
Down?
I don't know.
Are we going down?
Ask me a different question.
Are we going down?
Fuck off, you massive Tory. Paxman's a massive Tory.
Was he?
Yeah.
Are we going down?
He still is. He's not died, is he? I mean, I know it's 2016, but...
I'm not very good in the future, remember? Or the past.
I do think it's more likely we'll get relegated than not relegated.
Yes or no?
Well, no, that's ridiculous.
Why is it?
Because it's bollocks. It's like clickbaity articles on a website or something, isn't it?
No.
Because it's
nothing like that whatsoever. You have to answer a question. Ask me.
Are we going down?
Yes, we are, Dan.
Why?
Because we haven't got enough points. Simple.
Well, we have at the moment.
Yeah, we won't have at the end of the thing. They're drawing bloody 1-1. This is the game.
And that leaves them still behind.
It's half time, by the way.
Yes, it is half time. Oh, no, it's stupid answer. I hate that. That's Sky Sports bollocks questions, that is, isn't it? Where it's
God.
Got to be definitive. I hate it. It's much more interesting, like, to give a considered answer than, oh, yeah, we're definitely going down.
Yeah, but
because you keep flip-flopping every week anyway.
You can give an answer afterwards. I'm asking you to make a prediction. That's it.
Yes, then.
Right, that's it. That's all I wanted.
Right.
I don't want fucking, like, some sort of life story about, why are we going down?
Why are we?
Yeah.
Because Newcastle or Sunderland will get more points than us.
But they haven't got more points already. I think the problem is with this situation is that we don't have... We were targeting this month, the March and the April months, to get the points that we needed.
Mm.
And I don't think we've done enough. We've done a couple of good wins. We've got one draw. How many draws have we got over the last? Not many, have we?
No.
That's been
one of the major problems is
just not picking
not
up points.
Turning those narrow defeats into draws.
Into draws, yeah, exactly.
Which is what
Sunderland
not did. Having Tim Closer or a player of his ilk or quality at the back for the whole of the season's done to us. Is we've not kept enough clean sheets to get points out of those narrow defeats.
Whatever, kittens. I might try and get some of these into like normal conversation.
Yeah.
Fat prick.
Nanny better than Redmond, do you think?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's an alien orgy out there. And, you know, you just need one lean whoosh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Akimbo Mice ruined your teletext.
And one fat prick can just miss a clean cut, can't they, Madbro?
Matron loins.
Mm-hmm.
This is the weirdest thing we've ever done. I'm so sorry, everyone.
But this season's so unpredictable that we could quite easily go to Arsenal and win, then beat Man United, then lose to Everton and Watford and go down.
I think we're going to beat Watford, and I think we're going to get two draws, and I think we'll have enough points to stay up.
You just changed your mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's just why I don't like definitive answers to questions.
Or...
Because it just leaves your hostage to fortune.
And so will the rest of the teams. Oh, free Panini stickers.
Yeah, I love that.
Should we do
Should we do that? Swapsies.
Should we?
Yeah, we could do that. It's quite expensive.
Should we just do one like thing?
Yeah, can do.
Between us?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be nice,
like
wouldn't
that.
It?
Free stickers with the Sun. You can buy the Sun tomorrow?
We've blown such a massive opportunity. Oh, it's for the Sun? No, you just buy them from news agents, the Panini
you
stickers.
You can get them free, can't you? I think nowadays you buy like 10 stickers or something like a pack, you get the annual free.
Is that right?
Yeah. It used to be 50p when I was...
Oh, nipper.
It's 50p a packet now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It is a lot of money, isn't it?
£5, 10 packets.
We'll just spend all the Patreon money on it.
That's a good idea. That'd be quite good though, wouldn't it? And then we could sign it and like and auction it off.
People would love that. But whichever charity we choose will be delighted.
Yeah. £8.50? That's your dad's check as well. Yes, my dad.
Is that before tax? Yes, that's also before tax. You think we're going down?
Yeah.
I think...
Or not.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to goal difference, isn't it?
I think it's going to come down to last game, which would be fun. Yeah. Because I'm going to get on that pitch.
Are you going to Everton?
No.
Oh, right. Whose pitch are you going to get on?
Fucking go! What are you doing, mate?
I think close is a massive blow.
What?
And I do think we need to start Wes and Redmond as well and just be a bit braver. Mm. We're not out of it. They're still chasing us.
If you could give Matt Jarvis
right.
Two words of advice, what would it be? Two words.
Get benched.
I would say runny bang.
Would you?
Yeah.
Alien orgy?
No, runny bang. Runny bang!
He's always runny bang though, isn't he?
No, he's not.
He should be running forward rather than running bang all the time.
I guess he's happy.
The other question, clear out. Should we have a clear out, John, if we get relegated or if we stay up?
I think the answer's yes. A real proper, like, Bessong, Olsen, Russell Martin and John Roddy to go. Not because I don't like them, but just because they've been at the club so long and there's kind of that familiarity. When you have someone new, like Tim Close, and it's like, is this what defenders should be doing?
Yeah. To be fair, Martin Olsen's been very good since he's come back in.
Yeah.
He's probably been our best player. And maybe Johnny Howson, who had a very rare poor game on Saturday, I thought.
But the good thing about Martin Olsen, he's a fighter.
Yeah, yeah. He gets to grips with the situation, doesn't he? He has got to grips with the situation.
And you know, once you've got that, I think it's just a... if we had that same mentality throughout the whole team, we'd be right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's a bit of dead wood. He's got to be careful with too much clear out. But the fact is, if we do go down, it's two relegations.
I don't think it's necessarily dead wood. I just think that people have got very comfortable at Norwich. There's been a lot of this. That back four or five.
Yeah,
it's been there a fucking long time now.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
And they haven't got better.
Yeah,
they've never got better.
Is that true? Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That is the
Well, Russell Martin's got better, but he hasn't got better over the last season, though. He's a better player than he was when he came in. But yeah, I think you're right. It's essentially the back that needs replacing entirely.
Yeah.
All right, the midfield's fine, I think, especially for a championship. We've still got an excellent midfield. Yeah, closer all go. That's the saddest thing about this. No. He may never play for us again.
No.
Well, the best defender I've ever seen play for Norwich, probably, and what, he's played, what, 9 games for us or something like
don't
that?
Don't say that.
It would be really sad.
Oh, fucking
Naismith, do you think? I mean, who's going to want to buy him?
You know, easy question. Rangers.
Yeah.
He goes back to Rangers. I wouldn't be surprised if Lafferty's going back up to Rangers.
I'm not sure.
Well.
What's the financial situation with Rangers? Are they definitely allowed to.
Yeah, I think so. He'd be a free transfer, wouldn't he?
Possibly.
Why is their fucking right back scoring a bloody goal? Anita. Why is a right back with a girl's name scoring goals?
I don't know. Russell Martin's got two boys' names in his name, hasn't he? He scores goals for us sometimes. Russell and Martin. Clear out. If we stay up, then that back line does need completely changing.
If we go back, we have to go down, it needs changing as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Definitely
if
we go down.
Newcastle hit the post and the ball went in. That's luck, isn't it? What do we do on Saturday?
Hit the post and the ball went wide.
What is wrong with the world? Mm. Of talking what's wrong with the world, should we end up now? Because people are going, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So what's the word that people have got to tweet us to make sure they listened all the way through?
How about Nanny Better? Nanny Better.
Nanny Better. Hashtag Nanny Better. What about Runny Bang?
Runny Bang, actually. Let's runny go Runny Bang. Bang.
Runny Bang. Hashtag Runny Bang to make sure you listen. If you do, we'll make sure we tweet. One of us will tweet back to you, say thanks.
Because last time we had bananas and lots of people said bananas to us. And I'd forgotten we'd asked for bananas and was really confused by people saying bananas to us the whole time.
Well, I wasn't. I knew what was happening. You didn't. But the thing is, people are going to start saying Runny Bang. Oh. And other people said Runny Bang, even though they haven't listened to the podcast. So fuck you if you have.
Do you think there's a player out there called Runny Bang Norwich could sign?
I think so. If we don't, I'm going to get Runny Bang on my back.
It's not worth it, Runny Bang.
That's what we can do. I'll get Runny Bang on my back, and you have Nanny Better.
All Runny Bang. No, I'm not having a bang on my bat, actually.
So there we go. That's the end of the podcast. We've got 10 seconds left. Thank you very, very much for listening. We really appreciate you. If you're a patron, watch the video later on because you might win a CD.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to miss you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.